That's our Rain, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Charges against Abner were dropped the other day because Squire Skimp and Dr. Grill decided to take the robot out on a carnival tour. Lum then, as legal advisor, proceeded to settle out of court for $250 the damage suit with Ira Hodgkins, only to find out later that Ira would have settled for $100 or less. Well, now we'll soon see what happens next. How about it, friends? After a weekend, do you sometimes find that you have a touch of acid indigestion? Well, when you do, that probably makes Monday just another dull, dreary, blue Monday. Now, why put up with the discomfort of acid indigestion when Alka-Seltzer can help make such a big difference in the way you feel? Yes, that same Alka-Seltzer you depend upon for quick relief for occasional headaches and muscular aches and pains also can be a real friend when you have a touch of acid indigestion. You see, these analgesic alkalizing tablets go to work in a hurry to help relieve your discomfort because they're in solution when you take them. Alka-Seltzer can go to work this fast because Alka-Seltzer is in solution. So for that blue Monday touch of acid indigestion or for that occasional headache, ask your druggist for effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the jot-em-down store. Abner is voicing his opinion of Lum's legal work. Listen.
Yes, sir. If you want to get a good lawyer, you just get that Lum Eddard.
All right, Abner. Now, you can stop that now.
Some feller wants to settle his case against you for $100? Why? That Lum can raise it up to where you just have to pay $250.
Abner, you've carried this far enough.
You take some lawyers now, they could get you out of it for $100 charge. But, not more than $120. But not Lawyer Eddard. He'll talk you up to $250 just like nothing at all.
All right, Abner. I admit I might have made a little mistake there in telling Ira what we'd settle for if we found out what he's willing to take. But leastways, the trial's over now, and I never had to find you guilty, so you ought to be happy about that.
Oh, I am. I'm happy as I can be. Why wouldn't I be? Here I had the best lawyer in the whole world. You follow his legal advice, ain't no limits to what he can get you charged with.
Well, now, wait a minute. Maybe you did get charged with a lot of other things during the trial, but don't forget this. I got you out all other things, too.
Oh, yeah, you sure did. You done it. You sure did. Just for a squire, Dr. Grill took that robot out on a carnival tour and decided to drop all them charges against me. Well, that proves right there how hard you worked to get me out of old.
Now, listen, Abner, I'm getting sick and tired of hearing you talk this way. I know just as much about the law as any feller in this community.
Why, sure you do. Bless your little heart. That legal advice of yours is the most wonderfulest thing I ever seen. Tell you, it takes talent for a lawyer to get his client into as much trouble as you done. Probably you ought to be wrote up in a book. You're a big lawyer.
Abner, if you ain't careful, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Before you do it, there comes Grandpappy Spears. Let's wait till he gets in here so you'll have a witness. Smart lawyer like you, you know. You always get witnesses for everything.
Well, what would I need a witness for?
Oh, I don't know. You'll study up some reason. I know you will. Brainy feller like you, that kind of a lawyer.
Yeah, howdy.
Howdy, Grandpap. Come on in. Doggies, I want you to shake hands with the finest little old lawyer this side of Briar Creek.
Huh?
Right there, that's him. Mr. Columbus Eddard.
My name ain't Columbus.
Go ahead, Grandpap. Shake hands. Ain't often you get a chance like this. You got some little charge against you, why, he'll work it up into something worthwhile.
Oh, still fussing about that R.A. Hodgkins deal, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that sure was a boner, all right.
Yes, sir, old Larry would have settled for less than $100. I know he would.
Of course he would.
And old Lum had you paying $250. That's a good one on you, Lum.
Yep, that Lum's a goer. There ain't no two ways about
it. Now, listen here. I ain't going to stand for no more of this. I don't mind a little joshing now and then, but you're carrying this away yonder too far.
Who's joshing? I just want to tell everybody how wonderful I think you are. Look at him, Grandpa. Ain't you just terrible looking at him, how brainy he is. Yes, sir.
And I told you I was going to whop you, and I mean it.
You know, Grandpap, what I can't understand is why folks ain't lined up in front of this store here two blocks trying to get legal advice from Lawyer Lum.
Yeah, maybe they want him to run for the Supreme Court even.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know the nice thing, Grandpap? He'll give you his legal advice even when you don't want it. He don't just cater to rich folks, neither. No matter how poor you are, he'll take your case and make you pay out every cent you got. Now, wait a minute. Where are you going, Lon?
I don't know, but I ain't going to stay around here and listen to a couple of smart aleck idiots.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's a truck driver from the wholesale house there. He's coming up the side door. You better wait and check over the merchandise he's delivering.
All right, but after I get that done, I might just pick up and leave. Go to Mexico or somewhere. Might even go on to Kennedy.
What do you do there? Give legal advice?
Well, for your information, I might just do that.
Oh, that'll fix Kennedy up in fine shape.
Anything about you, I can make a fortune at it, too.
Break them.
What I need is some clients with half a brain in their head.
That's just the kind of clients you can handle, too, boy. Them that's got a half a brain in their head.
All right, hash up and go hold the door open for that truck driver there. Can't you see he's got his arms full of boxes?
Yeah, sure, sure. Maybe I can get lawsuit for it somewhere or other. Yeah, there you are. Can you make it all right, son?
Yeah, thanks. Where do you want this stuff?
Oh, back there by the stove's all right.
No, you can set it down right over here. I want to check it.
Well, if you don't mind, this stuff is kind of heavy.
Oh, well, right over here is good.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'll give you a hand with it.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
man, this brain, he's strong, too.
How many more boxes you got out there?
Well, this is all.
All? Well, we ordered more than that. I know we did.
Well, we ain't got it to send to you, though. You see, it might be out in a week or so. Here you are. Sign right here.
Now, wait a minute. Let me study this over first. I'll see what we got down here.
Yeah, see, you're up against a big lawyer now, son. He never signs nothing unless he reads it, you know.
All right, Abner.
There's the out-capping legal advisor in the whole state of Arkansas there, son.
Hey, wait a minute. Is that on a level? Are you really a lawyer, Pop?
Well, I'm in that business, sort of. Justice of the peace.
He ain't just in it, he runs it.
Well, gee, maybe you can help me out then. Sort of give me a little advice.
Don't worry, he can give it to you all right. Somebody wants you to pay him $100, why, he'll fix it up so you just have to pay him $250.
All right, Abner, all right, mind your own business. Now, what was it, son? What was your trouble?
Well, me and the company is having sort of a difference of opinion.
I see.
Here, sit down, Grandpap. I want you to listen to how Lawyer Lum handled this. All the feller's got now is a difference of opinion. That Lum will work it up to a murder in no time at all.
Abner, will you please keep quiet? Go on, son. Proceed.
Well, the company is trying to hold me responsible for some damages to my truck, and I ain't claim that they ain't got no right to do that. I wasn't even driving it the day the accident happened.
Well, no wonder you had an accident if you weren't even driving. There's one good charge you can get him on right there, Lawyer Lum.
For goodness sake, Abner, will you be quiet? I'm trying to help this boy.
I don't mean that nobody wasn't driving. You see, it was like this. I was sick for a couple of days, and then they put on a substitute driver. So he bashes in the front end of the truck, and now they claim that I'm responsible just because the truck was assigned to me. See?
Well, I don't think they can do that.
That's telling them, Lawyer. Ain't that brainy work, Grandpap? He don't think they can do that. That's legal advice.
Ain't the company got insurance that covers all that?
Oh, yeah, but this is some kind of hocus-pocus deal where we have to pay part of the premium or something. That way they figure we'll take better care of the trucks.
Well, was it a pretty bad accident?
Well, I don't know. This other monkey just turned the truck in and never did report it. All I know is that he bashed the front end in, and it must have happened someplace between here and the county seat.
Yeah, I believe Lum could turn that into assault, battery, embezzlement, and forgery. He's a genius at that, son.
Say, would you mind stepping back into the judge's chambers for a few minutes where we won't be interrupted all the time by a half-grown idiot?
Oh, yeah, all right. You see, I have a hunch that this is probably what happened.
Lord me. That fella don't know what he's letting himself in for, Grandpap.
Well, I'm going to give him bad advice on a purpose. I think you're being a little hard on Lum.
He's got it coming to him. That Lama let me alone, let me handle things with our Hodgkins the way I wanted to in the first place. Well, I never would have had all that trouble. And I'd have got out of it for a whole lot less money, too. But no, no. Lum insisted on giving me legal advice.
Well, he never meant to do you no wrong, no, Abner. He's just trying to help you.
I'm just trying to learn him a lesson, Grandpap. Maybe now he'll stop trying to run everybody else's business for him.
Yeah, he's done learned his lesson by now. If you keep on roasting him this way, you're going to run him right out of town.
Oh, he won't go out of town.
Well, he said he might.
He's been saying that for years. He'll never do it. I know him too well.
Yeah, but a man can stand just so much, Abner. Huh? I'm scared you've pushed Lum past the limit right now.
Paddle.
Going to be sorry if you lose yourself a good partner like old Lum.
I ain't going to lose him. Couldn't run that Lum off in here with a stick of dynamite.
Yeah, if I was you, I'd stop joshing him the way you do, though.
Well, I'll just keep it up for a couple more days.
And right out here, they're coming back.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Well, how'd you make out, son? You going direct to the penitentiary, or is he just going to give you a trial first?
I think that's the thing for you to do. You go to the company and tell them what I said, and it might do you some good.
Well, gee, thanks. I'll try that. Oh, by the way, what do I owe you for this?
Oh, that's all right. No charge at all. Just glad to help you. You may not know it, but you've done something for me, too.
Well, thanks again. Well, I'll be seeing you around. So long.
So long.
Well, what brainy work did you do this time, Mr. Lawyer? You reckon you can get him into the electric chair all right?
Abner, did you ever return that hand satchel of mine?
Hand satchel?
Yeah, I believe you did, come to think of it. Well, I better get on home and pack it.
Well, wait a minute, Mom. You ain't leaving, are you?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Huh?
And one day soon, Mr. Smart Aleck, I think you're going to change your tune.
Well, here now, wait a minute, Lum. Hey, Lum.
Hi, Jimmy Abner, I told you,
oh,
I told you.
Goodness,
you
I told you that, so do it. Hey, Lum, come back here. Hey, Lum.
Well, I don't think Lum is leaving for the reason Abner and Grandpap think he is. He seems to have hit upon something significant. So be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, when a headache threatens to slow you down, remember that's the time to call on Alka-Seltzer. You'll find that Alka-Seltzer can be just the thing you want for fast relief. Alka-Seltzer is easy to take, for all you do is dissolve a tablet or two in a glass of water, then drink the pleasant, refreshing solution this makes. And you'll be surprised at how quickly Alka-Seltzer helps relieve that aching head. So make it a practice, always to keep Alka-Seltzer handy. Get it at any drugstore. And remember, you can always get a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer at the drugstore soda fountain.